jumping on trampolines. While the mystical spirits of Narnia fill your spirit. Welcome to Slash You, the Elite Eight, Andy.
We're here, Nick.
We are here.
It's good to see you.
Thanks for sticking with us as the match, these ultimate throwdowns continue.
This is fun.
It is fun.
Yeah. So, Slasher Madness.
Slasher Madness here. With some of your favorite killers from past episodes here on Slash You. My name's Nick.
My name's Andy.
And we like to talk about...
D's Nuts.
In your mouth. We really do like to talk about movies and stuff, but we've done so many movies and we've met so many great killers, we decided to match them up.
Yeah.
Do a slasher bracket, and now we're on the Elite Eight. But before we get into anything, Andy, I got to bring something up to you.
Do it.
It's been something that's been on my mind.
Uh-oh.
And I just think it's fair to bring up with you as somewhat of a life partner.
Okay.
To me.
Okay.
I don't want to come off as like being I don't want to come off as being if I don't have a forward thinking mind, or if I don't feel like I am not a person with earnest means. I definitely am. But this has just been, it's just been a crazy thing going on in my head.
Something's bothering you.
Yes.
Okay.
I maybe it's because at the time, but I feel like if I was to go back in time and have coitus, I don't know. Like, I would just, I think about all the smells. And I don't know
you're
if that's
talking about sex in like old timey days.
I mean, God, can you imagine?
This is your serious issue.
Can you imagine like the smells?
Yeah, probably wasn't great. Yeah.
I mean, because I could smell like weird shit, you know, just a whiff, and I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, if you.
Oh, I just walked for 4 miles and then, whew, I got to take a shower.
Yes. And I take a shower and you get cleansed.
Today.
Yes.
And that's bad. That's already bad.
If you're hiking like the Oregon Trail.
Yeah, or working in a field.
Yeah.
All day long.
And, you know, like showers are, you know, showers are luxury. I ain't showering.
Before we've even discovered germs and bacteria.
But the good Lord wants you to have babies.
Sure. Sure.
So, like, you know, people pull their pants down and pull
I wouldn't say the good Lord. It's just like a natural instinct, but okay.
Well, you know, the good Lord wanted you to procreate and have kids.
Yeah, we know that.
To help till the farms.
Oh, yeah, we know that.
And help build the trails.
That's part of it, but also people like to get down and, and like animals, and they just have offspring.
And I could dig it. Like, so if you went to brothels and stuff, I'm sure the fair maidens there probably were a little bit more cleansed.
I don't think
so. But they were probably still dealing with men that just came off the dusty trail.
Why is this a thing?
No, because
why is this a topic? We're so lucky that we're clean these days.
Well, I mean, cleaner. It would just be so crazy. Like, did they perform in, like, the munching of backsides?
Oh, did they eat butt? Is that what you're asking?
You know, like, I would feel like they did. I mean, it's right there.
You never know.
Oh, and then, like...
Maybe they saw that as sinful.
But also, like, you know, like, people always do a little shaving, a little manscape, like, whatever, and that's fine.
I don't think that was a thing. I don't know.
Yeah. And so, like, I think that absorbs smell and...
Sure.
And matter.
Right.
Like, actually, maybe some solids, too.
Mm-hmm. Let's keep going.
Yeah, and so then it's like, if you're, like, getting, like, if you're, like, you know, she's like, okay, Jebediah, take down your pants. And, like, you take them down, like, you've been on the Oregon Trail for, like, six days, no shower, and you're Just think, you know, like Perseus and Jebediah, you know, are hooking up like with the fair maiden.
Perseus, I think you're mixing.
They're hooking up with the fair maiden.
One's from ancient Greece. Perseus, Jebediah. One's from Christian Bible.
I don't know.
I think you're mixing around.
They're buddies, and they met on the Oregon Trail, and they pulled up, and they
probably wasn't Dave and Constantine.
Yeah, it wasn't like Braden and fucking Chad.
Yeah, right.
So they meet a fair maiden,
Roy and Beverly,
and so they're like, okay, take down your six pairs of dresses, take off your six dresses, and so then they finally get there, like an hour later, when they finally get to the Netherlands, the region of the vagine,
probably was rough.
Do you think they appreciated it though? Because some people like dorky smells. I mean,
there's probably. I mean, it was probably just one of those. They know no other way, so it's probably like this is how it is. You know, they don't know any other way. you know? Like, as you and I were transported back in time, oof, we would be like, oh, shit, this is bad.
Like, Marty McFly.
But for them, it's normal because it's just how it is.
I know he never went back, but if his mom, I'm sure, was very natural.
Oh, and Back to the Future?
Yeah, and I'm sure, but I'm sure his girlfriend was all natural, you know, and, you know, wherever.
Well, I'm just going to try to steer this back to the slasher movies if we could, maybe.
What are we doing?
All right. That's enough of that talk.
But seriously, thanks for listening, though. I really, I just got off the road. I just drove back from St. Louis.
And that's your windshield thoughts as you drive?
It has been
nuts. What was sex like in the 12th century? It was probably worked. The mechanics of it probably worked very similar to today.
They do, of course. Yeah. I understand that.
That much hasn't changed in thousands of years.
When they fall in love, and they start to get aroused, blood rushes through the man's organ.
We all know. Yeah, yes. This isn't sex ed you.
But I still think, it could be smelly you. Because, you know, do you ever just...
I want to look up what is the term for someone who's just fascinated by smells. Because that's you, friend. You really bring up smells a lot.
Do I?
Blue cheese and feet or whatever.
All the fucking time. Is that how I sound?
No. It's just all always right. Your...
Well, hey.
Back to Slasher Madness.
Sometimes I keep forgetting that we actually try to have a
six
format
and
here.
A half goddamn minutes.
Well, there's a format that sometimes we like to, to get off, you know, a little bit. But, you know, there's so many different routes we could go down.
These are special episodes. So, it's our chance to cut loose a little bit.
Hey, And send in those used yoga pants.
Sure.
we have no female listeners.
Maybe one or two, maybe.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Who identify as female.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about some matchups today.
Yeah, we're going to do West Coast, what we're calling the West Coast.
Yeah.
On our bracket.
Yeah.
We're on the Elite Eight, and today's matchups I think are going to be pretty easy. So
that's fine. That's great.
That's why I kind of wanted to talk more about sexual smells from the 1800s.
Oh, okay.
And the Oregon Trail. I think the Oregon Trail is very fascinating to Andy.
You can talk about like your recipe for chicken cacciatore or something.
I don't eat chicken.
Damn it. So
veggie chicken cacciatore. Now, Andy, that's another episode. Yeah. Tune in next week.
Talk about something a little more tame.
Tune in next week.
What's your idea of the perfect salad? And Nick will be like, tossed. Oh, God damn it. I walked right into it. Right. Yeah,
that's what would happen. French fries or tater tots? Tater tots are like boobs.
Yeah.
this one is these are two matchups on the West Coast. We have Cletus the Fetus from Red Christmas 2016 going against the Beast 2009 from one of Andy and I's favorite, the Sweatshop. And following that matchup, we have Victor Crowley going against old Southern Boy
Pitchfork. Yeah, from Hayride.
Hayride. So why don't we just go ahead and dive into Cletus the Fetus and the Beast.
We don't have a lot of explaining these characters to do, right? Because we already kind of went over a lot of that.
Yeah, but what if they just coming in and they listen?
I guess, but you could always go back to the Sweet 16 round and listen to the first round. But anyway, we've discussed, we also had a whole episode about Red Christmas, and we had a whole episode about Sweatshop in the past episodes of Slash U. So
yes, we have.
Strengths and weaknesses. Like, we've already talked a little bit about Cletus was out for...
He was out for love.
He wanted to reunite with his family, and particularly his mother, who thought she had aborted him in a Planned Parenthood or an abortion clinic in 20 years prior. So he was back trying, Mama, do you love me?
I want to play with you.
And she was like, get out of here, because she didn't think it was real. It turns out he didn't die from the abortion.
That was a crazy story,
It was an insane story, and what a movie.
It was an Australian movie, too. I don't know if that's impotent, but it was definitely...
It's impotent?
It's impotent. Right. I don't know if that is important, though. I just think it was very much a subject. 2016, very much,
Well, it's still a hot subject today.
Yes.
It's probably hotter than ever right now. But you had Dee Wallace starring in this movie, played Diane. The mom, 20-year-old decision, literally comes back to haunt her, and the ghost of Christmas Past comes knocking at her door. It was, I'm reading a little bit off IMDb.
The ghost of Christmas Past, of course, was
Cletus. Cletus the Fetus.
Yeah, we dubbed him the Fetus.
Did we?
It's not part of the movie.
Oh, I like
His
it.
Name's
I think
Cletus.
You did that. That was good.
And we said Cletus the Fetus because he was an aborted fetus.
It's brilliant. I mean, he was. I mean,
and I thought that's why they named him Cletus, just because it rhymed.
Cletus the Fetus had a great kill.
Sounds like the start of a nursery rhyme.
Yeah, it does. Cletus the Fetus had a great kill.
Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Cletus the Fetus had a great kill.
He met a man and his penis took a spill. The first kill, he chopped a dude's dick off.
Yes, I recall.
Yes, that was his first kill. Then he took away the family. Some very gruesome kills. I'm not going to give it. I'm going to go ahead right now. If Cletus the Fetus was meeting anyone else within this bracket, Maniac Cop, yeah. Brenda, Belial.
Yeah.
You know,
you think Cletus would win it?
He might stand a chance, but he's going up against the Beast from Sweatshop.
Yeah, the Beast is a tough one.
The Beast never spoke. The Beast had, I think he had his wits together. He dressed nice.
He had all those furs.
If he identifies as they dress nice. I'm going to say, man, my gut is telling me, we have
a herd of elephants upstairs.
If you hear anything coming over the microphones, it's yes. We have a petting zoo in our living room today.
The Beast was just massive and powerful and would never stop. Like, he's like a freight train that's loaded down with lead bricks.
The Beast!
Barreling down the track.
The Beast wants to make noise in this bracket, Andy. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. So what you were about to say, though, I think, was that Cletus could probably take on just about anybody else in this bracket, except when it comes to the Beast. It's tricky. It's a tricky matchup.
Yeah, it really is because, and I like how, I think, you know, how you kind of put this bracket together. You know, I'll definitely give you props on this. Like, it's good because, you know, we have to get as much as hard it's going to be because I see how this bracket's shaping. Internally, Andy, I'm looking with inside me.
Okay.
I'm looking inside myself.
That's good. Everybody should do that once
sometimes,
in a while.
Yeah. I want to be alone.
I look at myself, and I think about the smells of sex in the 12th century. During the Renaissance period.
I bet
during the Black Plague.
Okay, I'm not. We'll get back to it, but real quick. During the Greek times, I bet it smelled delicious.
Olive oil.
All the Romans and shit. Yeah, like
sunshine.
I bet they put pineapples and shit. Like, I bet it just smelled great.
It's pretty raunchy.
No, I bet they were way more civilized back in those days. Like, I mean, even they still had democracy. They did some fucked up shit by, like, letting lions eat people, but...
Yeah, it's slavery.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not... Okay, I just think, though, they had, like, bowls of flower petals and fruits, and, like, that was the... what's a proper way to say douche?
I don't know.
Washing Private part cleanser.
Yeah.
I don't know why we're
Private
trying
to... Why are we talking about this at all? Why can't we get back to our bracket? Jesus Christ.
I'm just saying. Back in the Grecian times, I bet it smelled a lot better than the 1800s. And the Grecian times, way long ago.
Okay.
Okay, I'm done.
Perfect.
So, again, Cletus, I'm sorry you had to meet the Beast in the Elite Eight. But on Professor Nick's side, I'm watching the Beast take the victory. Andy, go ahead.
The Beast... I agree with you. The Beast is far more brutal, far more just just unstoppable. You know what I mean? Cletus is definitely a little smart, conniving, stuck to the shadows. He snuck up. You know, he the family in the movie were trying to, like, barricade themselves in the house and try to lead him. Do you remember how they, like, tried to control the situation and they couldn't? Whereas the Beast was just like... Here I come. I'm going to fucking chop off your balls and gag them. Put them in your mouth as a ball gag.
But I give him some intelligence, too. Yeah.
He wasn't just an idiot.
Two of these killers, they had a junk killing fetish.
Uh-huh.
They wanted the penis and balls to be involved in their massacre.
They were definitely okay with it.
But I still think the Beast had some intelligence, too, though. I mean, especially, like, closing the door and able to lock it so he could kill all the ravers.
Yeah.
Because I don't think we really did. I mean, I know some people out there on the intranet tried to get a final kill count on the Beast. I just don't see it.
It was in the 30s, wasn't it?
It was in the fucking 600s.
No. The Beast had assistance. You know, he had those
I keep forgetting about that.
He had those two creepy ass like,
from the ring
girls from the ring.
Yeah, looking like
with better teeth.
I still think this writer director, you know, too bad this movie. This movie is fun to watch. Like I
want to go back and watch it again.
Just the kills are just, you're like, holy shit.
Beast also has his weapon.
Yes.
He had that giant foundry hammer.
Foundry hammer.
It just looked like an anvil on the end of a huge iron bar.
He did some motherfucking damage. God, that leg
had to weigh 800 pounds, and he's swinging it around like it's nothing.
Oh.
And
I'd love to see a backstory on the Beast or even a, not even a prequel. Let's go fucking Sweatshop 2.
Cletus did not have that, so... yeah, the tagline on Sweatshop is "One hammer, no prisoners." and on Red Christmas, what was it? Just the only thing.
Mommy, I'm home.
The only thing under the tree is terror. So I think this one goes to the Beast.
This one goes to the Beast. So the Beast does advance to the final four. Yeah.
We'll obviously listen to your opinions, listeners. We didn't put up polls for this. At least just
I don't
just
know, right man. Now, I think if people pick Cletus, yeah. I would
back
actually
it up.
Yeah, I'd like to have them on to say, go ahead and spill your guts, and not just vote for them because they don't know these movies. Like just because they just vote. Like,
well,
we've all done
I want to stress that watch both of these movies. These were both great movies.
I was really happy with Red Christmas.
I can't remember how we found it. We were doing a Christmas theme, obviously, and we were like, let's just try this one out because it's got Dee Wallace in it from E.T.
That's how we.
She's amazing, and it's an amazing movie.
Yeah, it's how we found a lot. Like, that's how we also found Secret Santa.
Yeah,
another
that's
one, another great one we watched.
There's really no killer. Someone just spiked the punch in that
one. Yeah, that was, unfortunately, that could not
I own that
bracket.
One. I bought that one on Amazon.
It's good.
Yeah, I want to go back and watch that, too. Damn.
So well, now we go into the last West Coast matchup. Here, I'll just put on some music.
You want me to?
No. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, coming up for the second round on the West Coast.
Yeah.
It is Adam Green's life partner, Victor Crowley.
Ooh.
Going up against Southern Boy. Don't call me late for the barbecue dinner at the local church. Pitchfork!
The invisible barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
Invisible barbecue.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's probably, I think, Southern, that's part of the movie. They were eating
hayride.
Invisible barbecue.
They were eating barbecue that really wasn't there because they probably didn't have the budget for it. So we called it invisible barbecue in Hayride.
Come on down to Nick and Andy's Invisible Barbecue.
This is also, in my mind, a fairly easy matchup.
Fucking easy as hell.
But let's talk. Let's talk. Let's give these guys each their due. Pitchfork, as we know, reminder, is an old farmer who had a beautiful daughter who he was overprotective of. And as she got older, she drew more attention from the boys. One day she decided she wanted to sneak off and live with the love of her life, and they ran away. And the farmer, played he's just an old man the character's name.
Derek.
Yeah, Frank. No, Rayburn. Farmer Rayburn was Pitchfork. He played by Bennett Wayne Dean Sr. He went on a killing spree looking for his daughter. Whoever messes with that daughter messes with that pitchfork because he carried around an old pitchfork.
Why did I think that the person that she fell in love with was a man of color? For some reason I thought it was that she met a nice.
You trying to make Pitchfork a racist?
Well,
yeah. I mean, he might have been, but I don't think he was. I don't think he discriminated. I think he killed anybody.
I don't know why I thought. I mean, it's been a while since I saw the movie.
No, didn't she run off with like the father of one of the characters? Didn't they reveal that in the movie? Wasn't like the uncle in this movie? Uncle. Whatever his name is, who ran the hayride, and he say it was my sister it was our dad, Farmer Rayburn was our father, whatever.
Yeah, it was like
he was related somehow.
Yeah. Like
Pitchfork
he was a bad
like
man.
The kid's grandpa or something. At the end of the day.
So yeah, but it's Pitchfork.
These movies go in my head and then they leave as soon as we do the podcast. Oh. So those of you out there who are like driving and you're hitting your steering wheel, going, "You're Andy, you don't remember, you fucking idiot." It's because once we record, it's out. I delete the flash drive. It's gone. So I remember some vague detail about Pitchfork being related somehow to the people who survived, but
I think it's cool that you assume our listeners can drive. I will say this, Andy. I'm going improv today.
Okay, yeah.
But I do know enough about Pitchfork and the story enough to, you know, we're going off the original Hayride. We're not going to do the second one, which...
Hayride 2?
Hayride!
Hayride 2? You want two slices of pizza?
And our
we'll go off the original Hatchet as well.
But it really doesn't... our next... His opponent doesn't really need an introduction. It's Adam Green's... from Adam Green's, you know, warped mind came a killer, played by Kane Hodder, called Victor Crowley, who just terrorized... what was it? Hot Dog Island?
Close. Honey Island Swamp.
I was close. Yeah, same thing.
Yep.
Same thing.
Hot Dog Island actually is a different version of... Pleasure Island from Peter Pan. Hot Dog Island is like the porno version.
Hey, Tinkerbell.
Although Pleasure Island also works. Yeah. Pleasure Island works, too.
Yeah, Pleasure Island works, too.
But
Honeydew Island does, too. That sounds kind of hot.
This was Honey Island Swamp. So it sounds like a cool place.
Yeah.
Let's go to Honey Island.
Yeah, it's Swamp. Yeah, it sounds like the kids version of, like, if you were, like, at a pirate theme park.
Sure.
And then the kids would, you know, we got to take little Timmy and Barbara to... Honeydew Island.
And then a grotesque man storms out of the woods with a hatchet and whacks them all to death.
I know we joke, but Victor Crowley is a powerhouse.
Not only that, but he's supernatural.
There's no way Pitchfork is going to stand up to this guy. Pitchfork would... it would be interesting to see, like, Pitchfork, like, take off his mask and go, what the fuck? Just take off. Pitchfork would run if this fucking...
poops his trousers. What? Oh, no. Pitchfork's an old man. Granted, he's powerful.
He's right three.
Yeah.
Pitchfork poops his pants.
Pitchfork is an old man. He's just a cranky old farmer. He is, however, a mortal man. You know, at the end of the day, he's just a really tough man who is angry and has a pitchfork. Victor Crowley is indestructible.
I'm just going to go ahead and go to... So let's... we both agree, right? We both agree. We can start
right
here.
Gotta be Victor Crowley.
This is what's going to be... Like, I'm going to go into that meme, you know? Like, I'm going to have, like, pictures and Venn diagrams and like, string.
Oh, the Charlie Day thing?
Yeah, you know, or the...
Conspiracy theory. Thing.
How are we going to pick between the Beast and Victor Crowley? Like, I really can't answer that right now.
We're going to need the listeners' help on that one.
Fuck the listeners on this one.
Whoa.
You know what? That. Yeah. I mean,
I guess I'll just host the podcast on my own. I love you guys.
I'm so sorry, you guys.
Every single one of you.
I didn't mean it like that.
I love you all, and we need more of you.
You didn't hear that the new podcast trend is when you say fuck the listeners, it's really your way of saying I love you.
Oh, like when you call someone a bitch, it's actually like, you're great.
It's a new TikTok
trend. You fucking bitch.
It's a new TikTok trend. Fuck you, listeners. Fuck the listeners.
Fuck the listeners. We love you guys.
But, okay, what I'm getting at, like, I can't tell you right now, like, even a direction I would go in, like...
That's a problem for future Nick and Andy.
Okay.
Present Nick and Andy are dealing with this matchup.
Yeah, Victor Crowley...
Off the fucking rails today.
Victor Crowley and the Beast will be meeting in the Final Four, which one of them will advance to become the ultimate...
Into the championship.
Into the... Because then we have to wait, like, another 150 episodes till we can bring up another, you know, till... Well, maybe not.
We're going to zip through these pretty quick.
No, but I meant like...
Oh, another killer?
Yeah, I mean, like, we have to go through them. Out of 150 movies, we thought these 16 were pretty good.
And we'll, you know, we could do this again next year. And like we said in the past, maybe a couple of these make it again. Maybe we do all new ones. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm excited to kind of keep this going because... Yeah.
So you think, and I agree with you, Rayburn... Pitchfork does not survive.
No.
Victor Crowley would probably rip off his arms.
Like I said, if it's like Victor Crowley, Pitchfork, Hayride 3, the subtitle would be Pitchfork Poops His Pants.
Pitchfork might get one stab in with his pitchfork. Victor Crowley's just going to take it out, turn it around, and stab
Pitchfork.
He
would take the pitchfork out and use it as dental floss to pick something.
Yeah,
to pick,
like a toothpick.
Yeah, to pick like fucking thumb or, you know.
Something out of his mouth.
Or finger out of his mouth. Throw it away.
Although, I'm looking at the trailer. Pitchfork had a chainsaw at one point.
Victor Crowley, his hands could, you know, would take a chainsaw.
Just grab the chainsaw blade and just stop
use it as toilet paper. Yeah. That's what he would use the blade as toilet paper. Victor Crowley.
He had a chainsaw too, remember?
He had everything.
Victor Crowley had a chainsaw that was like 6 feet long.
Yeah. I mean, we could talk about. I mean, I'd love to kind of go back and just listen to the Dick Shot Kills, but I know, I think wasn't one of mine the Felicia Rose. Our slash you number one fan Felicia Rose when she like didn't like he reached through her vagina and pull her phone through her mouth like
wasn't that in Hatchet
three
or was it the fourth one?
Ooh,
it was the fourth one.
Victor Crowley, which is essentially Hatchet 4. But all right, well that takes care of the West Coast Elite Eight brackets.
So out of the eight that we had, Myers, Cletus the Fetus, Beast, Monster from Funhouse, Stitches the Clown, Victor Crowley, Pitchfork, and Buddy Bacon.
Yeah.
The two that made it through to the final four, the Beast from Sweatshop and Victor Crowley from the Hatchet series. And
oh man.
That's. I mean, I know you. I know you don't want to start talking about it now, but I'm not.
Yeah, it's gonna be a tough one.
It is.
Well, so we would love your feedback, everybody.
Yeah, fuck the listeners.
Nick's waving like he's saying goodbye to you. Fuck the listeners. /you_podcast on Instagram. Yes. /you_podcast on Facebook. /you_podcast@gmail.com. /you_podcast.com.
Hey, well, this one will be dropping Monday. Please tell your friends we're still. Have our
Kickstarter?
Our murder cabin, our Kickstarter up. So $10, $20, $30 actually gets you a shirt and a koozie.
Mm.
But anything or even sharing the link with your friends if you're a true horror fan and a true fan of indie film.
Mm-hmm.
Look us up, murder_cabin_movie. And if you need to look up the Kickstarter, you can Google Kickstarter and Murder Cabin, and it will definitely pop up.
I just tried on some wardrobe today.
Yes.
I know it's happening. We're really getting down there, and it's exciting.
Everything is moving forward. In fact, after we sign off, I got to show you the car that we might be using.
Ooh, cool. Well, thanks again, everybody, for listening. Please go ahead and participate. Let us know what you think. If we're way off base on these matchups, just let us know.
Yeah.
I think we're fine.
I think we're good.
But you guys, if you disagree, just please tell us. Otherwise, that's it.
Fuck the listeners.
Fuck listeners. Until next time, class dismissed.